Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've joined me for this revision session on one of the most important topics in your WGAE GCSE psychology course, research methods. I'm your tutor for today, and whether you're sitting down for a focused revision session or listening on the go, this episode is going to give you everything you need to tackle research methods questions with real confidence. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Research methods sounds dry, right? All those definitions and procedures. But here's the thing. Research methods is actually one of the most rewarding topics to revise because once you understand the logic behind it, you can apply it to any scenario the examiner throws at you. And trust me, they will throw scenarios at you. That's exactly what WJET loves to do. In today's episode, we're going to cover the core concepts you absolutely must know, walk through the most common exam question types, highlight the mistakes that cost students marks every single year, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. Let's get started. Let's begin with the scientific process itself. Psychology is a science, and WJET wants you to understand the full research cycle. It goes like this. A psychologist starts with a theory, a general idea about behavior. From that theory, they form a hypothesis. A hypothesis is a specific, testable prediction about what they expect to find. Then they design their study, collect data, analyze it, and draw conclusions. Those conclusions then feed back into the theory. It's a cycle, and it never really ends. That's how science progresses. Now, the hypothesis is where many candidates lose marks, so let's spend a moment here. WJET examiners award marks specifically for what we call an operationalized hypothesis. That means your hypothesis must clearly state the independent variable and the dependent variable in measurable terms. The independent variable, or IV, is what the researcher deliberately changes. The dependent variable, or DV, is what gets measured as a result. Think of it this way. FOI is the cause, DV is the effect. Here's an example. Imagine the scenario says, a psychologist investigates whether listening to music affects memory. A weak hypothesis would be, music will affect memory. That gets you 0 marks. A fully operationalized hypothesis would be, participants who listen to classical music while studying will recall significantly more words from a 20-word list than participants who study in silence. Do you see the difference? The IV is clearly stated, classical music versus silence. The DV is clearly stated, number of words recalled from a 20-word list. Always be that specific. Now let's talk about research methods. WJAC expects you to know 3 main types: experiments, observations, and correlations. In an experiment, the researcher manipulates the IV and measures the DV while controlling all other variables. Those are called extraneous variables. Experiments can be laboratory-based, which gives high control but lower ecological validity, or field experiments, which happen in natural settings and have higher ecological validity but less control. Observations involve watching and recording behavior without manipulating any variables. They can be naturalistic in the participant's natural environment or controlled. Observations can also be participant, where the researcher joins the group being observed, or non-participant, where they watch from the outside. A key strength of naturalistic observation is high ecological validity. A key weakness is that you cannot establish cause and effect. Correlations look at the relationship between 2 variables, called covariables, without manipulating either of them. A positive correlation means both variables increase together. A negative correlation means as one increases, the other decreases. Crucially, and this is a mark earning point, correlation does not equal causation. Just because 2 things are related does not mean one causes the other. Let's move on to sampling. Your sample is the group of people who take part in your study. WJX expects you to know 3 sampling methods. Opportunity sampling means you use whoever is available. It's quick and easy, but potentially biased. Random sampling means every member of the target population has an equal chance of being selected. It's more representative, but time-consuming. Volunteer sampling means participants self-select by responding to an advert. It's easy to organize, but may attract a particular type of person, which limits generalizability. Now, ethics. This is huge in WJET psychology. The British Psychological Society, the BPS, sets out ethical guidelines that all psychologists must follow. You need to know these by name and be able to apply them. The key ones are informed consent. Participants must know what the study involves and agree to take part. Right to withdraw. Participants can leave at any time without penalty. Confidentiality. Participants' data must be kept private. Protection from harm. Participants must not experience physical or psychological distress beyond everyday levels. deception, participants should not be misled, but if they are, it must be justified and followed by a full debriefing. And debriefing itself, after the study, participants must be told the true aims and given the opportunity to ask questions. When a question asks you to evaluate the ethics of a study, never just say it was unethical or it was cruel. That earns no marks. You must name the specific BPS guideline that was breached and explain why. For example, this study breaches the BPS guideline of informed consent because participants were not told the true nature of the study before agreeing to take part. Finally, let's cover data types and analysis. Quantitative data is numerical, scores, times, frequencies. Qualitative data is descriptive, words, feelings, opinions. WJEC may ask you to calculate the mean, which is the average. Add all scores together and divide by the number of scores. They may also ask about percentages and ratios. Always show you're working on a 2-mark calculation question. 1 mark is typically for the correct method and 1 for the correct answer. If you get the answer wrong but showed the right method, you can still earn a mark. Right, let's talk exam technique. The most valuable acronym for evaluating any study in WJEC psychology is GRAVE. G stands for generalizability. Can the findings be applied to the wider population? R stands for reliability. Would the study produce consistent results if repeated? US stands for application. How can the findings be used in the real world? V stands for validity. Does the study actually measure what it claims to measure? And E stands for ethics. Were the BPS guidelines followed? Use GRAVE whenever you're asked to evaluate a study or research design. It gives you a ready-made structure and ensures you cover all the angles examiners are looking for. Now, the most common mistakes. Number 1, confusing the IV and DV. Remember, IV is what you change, DV is what you measure. If the scenario says a researcher gives one group caffeine and another group water, then measures their reaction times. The IV is the type of drink, the DV is reaction time. The IV comes before the DV in time. Number 2, vague ethical evaluations. I cannot stress this enough. It was unethical because it was mean to the participants, earned 0 marks. Name the guideline, explain the breach, suggest a solution. For example, the researcher could have obtained informed consent by providing participants with a full briefing sheet before the study began. Number 3, not showing working in calculations. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can earn method marks. Write the formula, write each step, never just write the answer. Number 4, confusing qualitative and quantitative data. Quantitative is numbers, qualitative is words and descriptions. A quick memory hook, quantitative has a Q and a U, think quantity, quantifiable. For the design a study question, which WJEC often includes, allocate a full 15 minutes. You need to cover who your participants are and how you will sample them, what your hypothesis is, fully operationalized, what your procedure involves, step by step, what materials you will use, how you will control extraneous variables, and how you will address ethical considerations. If you cover all of these, you are on track for maximum marks. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What does IV stand for and what does it mean? Independent variable, the variable the researcher changes. Question 2. Name 3 BPS ethical guidelines. Informed consent, right to withdraw, protection from harm, plus confidentiality, deception, and debriefing. Question 3. What is the difference between reliability and validity? Reliability is consistency. Would you get the same results again? Validity is accuracy. Are you measuring what you think you're measuring? Question 4. What does GRAVE stand for? Generalizability, reliability, application, validity, ethics. Question 5. In a positive correlation, what happens to both covariables? They both increase together. Brilliant work getting through this episode. Let's do a quick recap of the key things to take away. 1. Always operationalize your hypothesis. Name the IV and DV with measurable detail. 2. Know your research methods, experiments, observations, and correlations, and be able to evaluate each using GRAVE. 3. Use BPS guideline names in every ethics answer, never vague language. 4. Show all working in calculation questions. 5. For design a study questions, cover who, what, where, how, and ethics. Research methods is a topic that rewards preparation and precision. The more you practice applying these concepts to new scenarios, the more confident you'll feel in the exam. You've got this. Thanks so much for listening. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.